Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, don't tell me.
Hi, this is Joyce in Rockville, Maryland.
Hey, how are things in Rockville?
Oh, nice. We had good weather today.
That's great. I just remember REM telling me don't go back to Rockville, so I never have. So,
well, you're missing something. It's
a
nice place.
Is it a great place? Is it a good place to be from?
Yep.
That's great. Well, welcome to our show, Joyce. You are going to play the game we call the Listener Limerick Challenge. Carl Castle will now read you three news-related limericks. The last word or phrase will be missing. Your job, complete it. 2 times out of 3, you do that, you win our prize. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right, here's your first limerick.
Can computers help love? One spawned mine. And so far, this fling has gone fine. Since the year 82, we have said, I love you. We're the first couple meeting.
Online.
Exactly right. This was celebrated this week because exactly 25 years ago, 1982, back when cell phones were what you used to call someone to put up bail for you, Don Dunn and Chris Jensen became the first couple ever to meet and fall in love online. They met on a primitive CompuServe chat room. After a whirlwind computer romance, Jensen flew from New York to Chicago to meet Dunn in person. It was love at first sight. He thought the tape on her glasses accentuated her eyes. She loved his game attempt to grow a mustache. By the way, they were not the first couple who wanted to get married after meeting online. Another pair of young lovebirds broke up after they met in person and discovered that they were both 55-year-old married men.
And thus the internet was really boring.
Exactly. Here is your next limerick.
They may state that Karl Marx is my swami, and I call Rosa Luxemburg mommy. But a law's been retired. Now I can't be fired just because they claim I'm a...
commie.
Right. Workers of the world, cheer up. Being a member of the Communist Party is no longer a fireable offense in California. The California Senate passed legislation that says that now communism is so far down in the ash heap of history it's fossilized. It's totally okay to be one, even if you're a public employee. The bill would allow for employees of the state of California to be fired for any activity to overthrow the state or government. And in a new clause added in, workers can also be fired for untoward mockery of the movies Twins and Kindergarten Cop. Very good. Here is your last limerick.
We Germans know life is most vile. A happy face hides deeper guile. And that great ode to joy, it's an unhealthy ploy. It is bad for your heart when you...
smile?
Exactly right. Remember when Mom told you to just, you know, put on a happy face? Well, it looks like Mom had it in for you. A German psychologist is warning that forcing yourself to smile can cause excessive stress, depression, and even heart problems. Professor Dieter Zapf told a German healthcare magazine that to protect their health, professional smilers like flight attendants and shop assistants...
And the English
should take regular breaks to recuperate from the effort of smiling all the time. Have a misery break. Luckily, because of traditional German attitudes, that country isn't as much at risk as other countries, like, say, Disneyland are. So smile and the world smiles with you until you grab your chest and keel over. Carl, how did Joyce do in our quiz?
3 correct answers, Peter, so Joyce wins our prize.
Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy...